Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? And welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can find more tips, strategies, and downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. Got another great show today. And as I say in the intro, I've been a roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. And that's what I'm going to do today. Actually, my guest had to cancel at the last minute. So as the boxer Mike Tyson says, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. So I'm going to go with plan B today. But I've got some great stuff, some great tips that I've put together about getting more quality leads and converting them into sales. I pulled together my top 10 list from learning the hard way over my 30 years as a contractor, and a lot of what I've learned from the experts that I've interviewed over the last 28 episodes for the podcast. But there's nothing here that's rocket science. It's just basic blocking and tackling. But it's about doing the basics really well and doing them consistently. So let's jump into it. Number one, this is really just more of a list of my rants in no particular order. These are the no-brainers and bonehead mistakes that your competition makes every day. You guys have all seen it, and I can never understand how these guys could still be in business, and I'm sure you'll agree. And if you're doing any of these things, it's time to get out of the industry and stop screwing up the market for the rest of us here. And it's guys like this that give this industry a bad name. All you have to do is look at the various surveys that are taken from homeowners and property owners. Look at their top bitches that they have about contractors. It's always the same. Also, just go to Yelp or Google and read these one and two star reviews, and you'll see what customers are saying about their contractors. So you don't want to do these. Look at all the five star reviews and do that stuff. It's really that simple. But it also gives you a great opportunity to differentiate yourself from your competition. But you have to show your prospects the difference from being a crappy contractor and a great one. And that's about the experience your prospect is going to have. They don't really care about the shingles they're going to get, but they do care about the experience. And if you could show them all the things that can screw up with the job and what you're going to do to make sure that those don't happen, you're 90% there. I'm just going to blow through these. You guys have all seen them. Just make sure you're not making any of these mistakes. But by far, the number one thing that pisses off consumers is that contractors just don't show up. They have to call five people to get two to come by. How many times have you heard that? So that presents a great opportunity for you to differentiate yourself. Say, hey, this is the problem we have in the industry. We're professionals. Also, return your phone calls. What is the deal? I have a friend of mine called up a contractor to give him the job for remodeling their kitchen. Didn't even hear back from him. And they were going to give him the job. So they went and called somebody else. How crazy is that? So return your phone calls. Return them all the same day. It's simple. Just have a policy like that. How about that the rep is just not a likable guy? Who wants to do business with a jerk? It's a people business. If you don't like people, get out of the business, because that's all that we have around here. But there's a house survey, and it says a good personality is very important to buyers and one of the main reasons why people buy. How about rep doesn't have a uniform or just even a polo shirt and some khaki pants? Got to look sharp. Makes a big difference. Go out there, be pleasant, look good. You got tats, hide them. You don't want to scare Mrs. Jones. Look like you're clean and you're going to do a professional job. Make sure your truck is clean and organized, because that's going to reflect on how you're going to do the job. And you can explain that to your customer. Let them know. Another big complaint consumers have is that it's just poor communication. And this is what causes lawsuits, causes you not to get paid, and getting complaints with the Better Business Bureau, one-star reviews on Yelp. There's no such thing as too much communication. And it all starts with a well-written scope of work and a good contract. Everybody's on the same page, 90% of these problems are going to be avoided. So do the work up front. It's going to save you 10 times the amount of work on the back end if something goes wrong. So this is why we always did a pre-job conference, make sure the owner and everyone's expectations were understood. And then we did a final walkthrough with the owner. And that's when we would ask for a 5-star review. If we didn't get one, we knew there was some kind of problem that had to be worked out. We never want to hear that line from Cool Hand Luke with Paul Newman, which is, what we have here is a failure to communicate. You don't want to hear that. So, and how about not communicating the schedule? That pisses people off. They want to know when it's going to start, and just as important, or more importantly, when is it going to get finished? And don't pull off the job to finish another one. Leave all your crap there. That never works out well. If you have to pull off for some reason, just make sure that you communicate that with the homeowner. I've always found that people are pretty reasonable when you sit down, keep them informed, make sure they understand, they're going to cut you some slack. All right, my next rant, surprise change orders. So think about it. You say, oh, by the way, you know, we had to replace some decking. It's going to be another $1,000 when you get to the end of the job. I don't think so. You're not going to get paid. Be sure they know that there could be charges, and they're probably going to be. So let them know up front and how you're going to handle them. Be sure to get the approval first before you do any of this, and get paid immediately. Get paid when the extra work is done. Or you're going to have a pissed off customer, and you're going to be out the money. And that's the worst of all worlds. Just look at Yelp, and you're going to see how often it happens. It's always a problem with change orders. Next one, messy job site. It's a huge problem. It's one of the top one-star getters on Yelp. And no smoking on the job. Cigarette butts all over. Not a good look. I interviewed Adam Sand the other day. At his company, he gets one of the top mentions on his reviews is how clean the job was. He takes a magnet along the lawn, and that seems to be something that customers just love. It's a great selling point because many times they don't realize that this is how messy this job is going to be. So again, think about the customer experience. Make sure you let them know how messy it's going to be, what kind of problems, and how other contractors have screwed it up, and what you're going to do to prevent that, to give them a better experience. So like I said, no-brainers, just the basics. Or as Woody Allen said, 80% of success is just showing up. Show up, return your phone calls. All right, let's jump into the meat of this thing, and let's talk more about how to get more leads and how to convert them into sales. Number two on our list is you've got to know your numbers. And if you don't know where your leads are coming from, you're not going to know what works and what doesn't. So there's some numbers you need to know. First, where are your leads coming from? Are they coming from your website? Coming from referrals? And how many inquiries are you getting? How many of those inquiries are converted into actual appointments and actual appointments resulting in actual proposals? Proposals that convert into a sale, because at the end of the day, nothing happens until somebody sells something. Also, how much are your leads costing you? How much are you spending to make a sale, or what's your closing ratio? Industry studies tell us that it costs about $350 to get a qualified lead that actually turns into a proposal. So if you close 1 out of 3 proposals, your cost to get that sale is $1,000. That's a buttload of money. So if you go back to my number one tip and you spend $350 to get a lead and you don't even show up for an appointment, you're an idiot. So to do all of this, you got to be organized so things don't fall through the cracks, because that's going to kill sales. And that's what a CRM program or customer relationship manager is all about. So you can check episodes number 19 with Tim Mush. He's with Market Sharp CRM, and also episode number 29 on how to get organized with Job Nimbus CRM. There you can go deep into what a CRM software can do for you and how you can get your act together. All right, tip number 3, the who, what, where, and why of your ideal customer. And these are the 4 most important questions you need to answer to have an effective marketing program. It's going to give you qualified leads that are going to actually convert into sales. First thing is to identify the who. Who is your ideal customer? And what makes him that one that you wish you had 100 more like? The one that doesn't beat you down on a price or complain about every little thing and actually pays his bills on time. All right, the where are you going to find these ideal customers? And if you don't know where those are, how are you going to find them? Or more importantly, how they're going to find you. And then the next, what? What product or services are you actually selling that ideal customer? Might be commercial, might be residential, repairs, maintenance. But you can't be everything to everybody. So focus on the most profitable services and let the other ones go. The next is the why. Why would I buy from you instead of your competitor? And what is it that differentiates your company that it's going to allow you to sell at a higher price? And if your prospect can't see the difference between you and your competition, why wouldn't you just go with the lowest price? You're just a commodity. So it's all about qualifying that customer. You want to get rid of all the tire kickers and price shoppers and focus on the guys that you can spend the time with that are interested in buying from you at your price. And take a look at the 80-20 rule. 20% of your customers are going to provide 80% of your profitable business. And once you stop trying to be everything to everybody and just focus on those top customers, you're going to waste less time. You're going to close more deals because you're going to be able to spend the time that you need to with those prospects that are interested in buying from you. Also, you get that ideal customer. Best part is they're going to refer you to like-minded people. And they're going to share the same kind of qualities. And that type of referral, it practically sells itself. So to get started, just make a simple list of the qualities of your best customers and why those are important to your business. Make a list of the qualities of the ones you hate, that other 80% that's taking up most of your time, making business almost impossible. And the next time you get a call, make sure that they fit into that ideal category in that 20% and let the other ones go to your competitors. Got an ebook on my website at theroofershow.com, and you can download it for free, and it gets a lot deeper into this topic about your ideal customer, where to find them, how to get them. You might want to take a look at that, but check it out, download it. It has a bunch of tips in there that may really help you out. Number 4 is your website. Bottom line, is your website bringing in leads that convert into sales? Because your website is the hub of your marketing, so you better have a good one. And if it's not spinning off a ton of quality leads, then it's not doing its job and you may need to revise it or even start over again. And don't be a cheap screw when it comes to websites. Don't have your neighbor kid do it. A good website will pay for itself 100 times over. And the way to find out if you've got a good website is first listen to episode number 4 on how to design a contractor website that works with Darren Slaughter. Then call Darren and tell him you want a website review. Tell them I said to call you. But a few basics for websites that convert. First, the prospect doesn't care about you. They care about what you're going to do for them. So stop talking about the great products and all the great service you have. It's just like everybody else. And who cares? Nobody. It's what's in it for them. Darren calls it the wee-wee test. If you keep talking about we, you fail the test. I call it the so what test. For every paragraph, just ask yourself, so what? If it doesn't matter to your prospect, leave it out because nobody cares. Next, less is better when it comes to delivering your message. All you got to do is look at Apple. Look at their ads. A lot of white space and just a few words. And they know what they're doing. It works. All right, next, what is it that you want them to do? For the most part, it's just to get them to read the next line. Then the next, and then the next. That's all that marketing and copywriting is. But make it clear with your CTA or your call to action. It's just the one thing that you want them to do, and make it clear. Maybe it's just to go deep into your site to build trust, or maybe it's a click or a call. But just have that one thing. Make it clear. Make it simple. All right. Use high-quality photos and videos showing you and your people. And that shows trustworthiness, hopefully. If you got a good-looking crew, everybody's clean, you look like a trustworthy person. So you're not using a bunch of stock photos like everybody else. It says nothing to your prospect, adds nothing to it. Use your own photos and make sure they are quality photos. Or just listen to episode 4, and that'll tell you what to do. All right, let's go to tip number 5. That's what we call lead warming. Let's say you set an appointment maybe a week away, and you get there, and they don't even remember who you are or that they even called you. So you got a long road ahead to make a sale. So use that time before you go out on your appointment to warm up the lead. And first, as we know, you probably send them an email to confirm the time. Hopefully you do that. But that email should have a photo of the salesman, the guy that's going to come out there, take a look at it. So he's no longer a stranger. Also, give a little bio who he is. Now, what we used to do was always put a link to his LinkedIn page. That way, if they want to get to know a little more about him, can find out what kind of hobbies or whatever. It's just one more way to make that connection. And of course, you're doing the same on your prospect, so you get to know him a little better and what interests they have. And this is the time you want to give them the background information about your company, like your insurance certificates, all your qualifications. So you're not trying to cram all this in during the presentation where they're going to be bored stiff anyway and they're not going to listen to the important parts. Or send them a little ebook about how to select a qualified roofing contractor and how you meet those qualifications. That way, by the time he shows up, they know you. Hopefully they like you and hopefully they trust you. Like, know, and trust, and you haven't even met them. And with your CRM program, it all happens automatically. So you're 90% there to the sale. And the 7th tip to making more sales is your presentation. Now here's the tip. Get some professional sales training. If you're closing 3 out of 10 deals, let's say, and with some good sales training, you can bump that up to 4 or 5 deals. Just do the math. So check out episode number 22 on how to sell your roofing services with Tom Reber. He's got a great program. Check that out. Get in touch with Tom. Tell him I sent you. That's the tip. Number 8 is follow-up and lead nurturing. So let's look at the industry numbers. We know that out of 10 proposals, let's say 3 of those guys are going to buy right off the bat. Maybe a couple of guys aren't going to actually do the work for whatever reason. But you've got 5 of those proposals that are out there, and maybe they're going to think about it, not ready to buy, but they're going to be buying within the next year or so. So unless they close the deal right away, most contractors just move on to the next deal. Then they say, oh, I need more leads, so let's spend another $350 for the next one. And those other 5 proposals just fall through the cracks, and that's crazy. So you paid $350 times 5, spent the time to make the presentation, on and on. So that's a gold mine that's sitting out there. So what do you do to keep on top of these and close them when they're ready to buy and be sure they remember your name when they come to call so you don't have to drive down the street and see your competitor's job sign sitting in the front lawn? That sucks. Keeping on top of these proposals, go back to your CRM. Once you put them into your open deals category, you send out a drip campaign, something like your newsletter, maybe a price increase notice coming down the road, or a notification to you to give them a call and see what's going on. Maybe they get that tax refund and they're ready to do the job. Got to make sure that your name is on top of mind. This is probably the easiest way to increase your sales without spending any money, because you've already made that investment. Get a return on it. Enough said about that. Let's jump into tip number 9. And this is about how to get more referrals, testimonials, and online reviews. Because we all know that word of mouth, that's our best source of new business. And you can't get a better lead than one from a satisfied customer. So let's talk about how to get more referrals. So many contractors think that referrals are going to come automatically because satisfied customers are just going to be thrilled to pass your name along. But everybody's too busy and just don't think about it. So you got to help them out, make it easy for them. So building up a referral system where every time you do a job, you think about these things. And the first thing is obviously you got to be referable. So it starts with doing great work, and not just in your mind, but in the mind of the customers. And then you got to ask for referrals. It sounds easy, but I think it's fear that holds so many contractors back. They just don't want to ask for them. Get a referral attitude. You can't just wait till a sales pipeline dries up. Getting referrals should always be on the top of your mind. You want to be clear on the type of prospect that you want to be referred to. In my business, we just did all commercial. So we let our customers know that these were the type of referrals we're looking for. And start early in the sales process. Let your prospect know that referrals built our business. So we really appreciate it. Go back to your existing customers. Hey, 6 months down the road, write a note. Hey, thanks for the business. Really appreciate it. Just checking in. And by the way, if you know anybody that's looking for a roof, have them give us a call. It's that simple, but you just got to ask. Next is how to get more testimonials. Testimonials are great because they remove the prospect's doubts of making a bad decision about hiring your company. It's just one more justification why they're going to pay you a higher price. And there should be a testimonials page on your website. Scatter them throughout your website. Let everybody know that these people are willing to stand up for you. And ask every customer you have for a testimonial. This is where you're going to find out if they're happy or you screwed up. And if you did screw up, make sure you fix it, make it right, and then ask them again. Give them a testimonial. These testimonials are the best when you have somebody that's going to stand up for you and say, you know, we had a problem, but they came back and fixed it. No questions asked. We love that. And that's a great testimonial to have. Make it part of your post-job checklist. So every customer gets asked for a testimonial, and it's just simple. Check it off, and it's done. And last, it's how you can get more online customer reviews. I don't understand why contractors don't put a little more effort into this, because everybody's going to check your reviews to see what people are saying. And if you pull up and you've got 1, 2, 3 reviews, and maybe one of them's a 2-star, they're not going to go with you. It's as simple as that. So you've got to come up with a process where you're going to ask every customer for an online review. Most customers, if they're satisfied, they don't have a problem with that. But unless you ask and you make it really easy for them, it's just not going to happen, because very few reviews happen automatically. To go deep into this, check out episode number 6 with Aaron Hockel. And it's how to control your online reputation. He's got some great stuff and gives you a simple system, a couple of tools that you can use to do it. So you're going to want to check that out. But the big thing is to get started and start building those reviews up where you've got 60, 70, 80 reviews, 5 stars. And you are going to get some 2-3-star reviews. Some people you just can't satisfy. That's the bottom line. And the only way to get rid of those is to just get a ton of 5-star reviews to bury them. But once you set up a system, you're going to find you're going to sell a lot more work. And it's free. You don't have to spend any money to do this. You just got to build a system, stay on top of it, and be consistent. For a 10th and final tip on how to get more qualified leads and sell more work, this is about building strategic alliances. This is getting other contractors, other people that are involved that can refer you, and you're going to refer them back. And let's say you're a residential contractor. You've got painting contractors. Hook up with a good painting contractor, because that's going to tie into roofing so many times. Landscapers, plumbers, there's just a ton of services where if you get hooked up with one contractor in each of these areas, you can refer each other, and you're going to get a lot of work from it. And it's free. It's easy. Just connect. Be reciprocal. All right, so there's 10 quick tips. Let me just run through them real quick. Okay, number 1, here are all my rants. All right, don't do stupid stuff. Return your phone calls and show up. Number 2, know your numbers. You got to know where these leads are coming from, what's working and what's not. Number 3, the who, what, where, and why of your ideal customer. You got to know who you want to do business with and focus on those and stop wasting your time with all these other guys that aren't going to buy anything. Number 4, is your website bringing in leads that convert into sales? That's it. Make sure you got a good website. It's critical. All right, number five, what we call lead warming. So before you go out to the inspection presentation, make sure they know who you are. You get out there, they're expecting you, and you've already done half the work before you even got out there. Next is your presentation. Get some professional sales training. It's going to make all the difference in the world. Next up is follow-up and lead nurturing. As we talked about, you've got all those leads sitting out there where people aren't going to buy right off the bat. Roofing tends to have a long sales cycle, so you got to stay top of mind. You can do that by setting up a drip email program and staying on top of these deals. And next, I lost track of what number we're on, but how to get more referrals, testimonials, and online reviews. The big thing is make sure you ask and make it simple for them. Have a system that gives them an easy way to leave a review, a link to whichever review site you want to build up, but make it easy. And last is building up your strategic alliances, where you're going to refer your customers to each other, and you're going to see your business grow on that. All right, that's it for the show today. I hope you guys got value out of those tips, and I appreciate everybody listening. Check out my website at theroofershow.com. Sign up for the updates. Get the latest on what's going on the shows. And be sure you subscribe to the podcast. Get updated each week. All right, well, thanks again, and we will see you next week on The Roofer Show.